last night a man was taken to a local underpass, a local man in his early 40s, as far as I'm aware, and shot in the legs. Once again, as you say, Donal, this is another attack and a long list of attacks, and ones that are becoming more frequent in the Derry area. And we will continue doing what we do to try and prevent these and make people aware that these aren't what people in our communities want.
It would suggest there is some level of organisation going on here. These don't appear to be isolated incidents anymore.
No, I wouldn't suggest that they were. There is obviously some type of planning, and there is a small number of people who think that this is the way that justice should be carried out. Obviously it's not. Shooting someone has never been and never will be justified, in my opinion.
You and others are calling on people to approach the PSNI with any information they have, but what more can be done to address this?
Well, I, along with my party leader, Colin Eastwood, met with the PSNI after the young boy was shot in the Garden Square area last week to discuss how we in society and how they plan to address these types of issues. I'm confident that the PSNI are working towards that and will continue doing what they do to try and prevent these. But we need people to come forward and to tell police who are doing this, why they're doing it and how they're doing it. And that's the only way we're going to stop them. As I've said already, you know, these attacks didn't work in the past and they won't work now. The Santala community will come out once again this morning and they will condemn this type of activity in our area.